It really does feel like deja vu. Even members of the city council have lost count of the special meetings they've held, trying to work out their differences on whether to raise property taxes for $1 billion worth of infrastructure and economic development projects. Hoping to divide and conquer, the council split into committees and spent months reviewing pieces of the plan, only to return yesterday and recommend funding virtually everything except the streetcar. Mayor Anthony Fox is none too pleased about that. He is the streetcar's main advocate.
If we didn't do the streetcar, does anybody have an idea how we're going to help revitalize Central Avenue and Batesford Road? Because if the answer is nothing, that's unacceptable.
5 of the 11 city council members are with Fox in wanting to spend $119 million from the property tax increase to add about 2.5 miles to the 1 mile of streetcar track already underway. It would then stretch beyond Uptown, but would still require millions more to reach Batesford Road and Central Avenue, as Fox envisions.
I think the goal here was to create a catalyst project, not necessarily to get 10 miles of streetcar, but to prove the concept and to get some energy into these corridors.
Fine, said Councilwoman Claire Fallon. Let's just put the cash directly into those neighborhoods.
It would get sidewalks and lighting, and I would subsidize grocery stores that they don't have there, because we subsidize everything and its brother. Why not the grocery stores and give those people a chance to have decent stores?
Fallon is one of 6 members of the city council who remain adamant that the streetcar should not be funded through property taxes. They'd like to punt the project to a new task force looking for ways to raise more money for transit projects in general. Here's City Councilman Andy Doolin.
The streetcar is still a stopper for me, and it's a stopper for the community, and it's a divider of this council.
And those dividing lines have not budged from a year ago, when 6 city council members cut the streetcar from the capital plan, only to be vetoed by the mayor. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.